We are back from a short break here on the Cosmic Crit Alien RPG podcast. We're playing through Chariots of the Gods with Drew, Jipper, Miles, Rebecca, and Tyler. Hey, guys.
That's who I am.
Howdy, howdy.
Look, you survived your first combat.
Last week, we defined survival with a little neomorph.
Well, I don't think anyone took any damage.
Tyler, I survived by not being in the room with the alien monster. So
that's a good strategy.
You could
frankly
do that anytime.
I can't believe I'm going to spend a plane ticket to go to where you live so I can slap the
daylights out of you, Mr. Drew. Somebody on Discord questioned whether we liked playing this game or not, and it's like, no, we love it. It's very fun.
Oh, yeah. We love it. I mean,
technically, you could play any game like we're playing this. You guys just choose not to. You choose to work together all the time.
Miles
is the exception to that rule, but
what did I do?
Sometimes Miles just eats the instructions for the campaign.
Yeah, that's not. I haven't done that in weeks.
Let's see. Yeah, you've consumed instructions.
Name three times when I did that.
You four. You ran over many a party member.
No, just you, the same you, one you, over and over again.
You defiled an NPC corpse. I could probably list a few more if I think on it.
Honestly, a lot of this just sounds like Miles' personal beef with Jabert.
You know, the thing was, it was accidental, and then it kind of became a bit because, like, he kept getting in the way, and I'm like, well, here I go, hitting Jabert again.
You said, I just love it. I kept just driving. And he just happened to be there.
I'm going to swing my arms in a circle like this, and I'm going to walk forward, and if you happen to be in the way, it's your fault.
Well, I don't like that one bit.
Excellent Simpsons meme. If you called last time, indeed, most of you fought off a neophyte while you were trying to get to the air scrubber's shaft to get life support kind of back in working order here. When this thing came skittering down the hallway and attacked you. But yeah, you survived, and now you have a creature dying in a pool of not super acidic blood. I imagine there's some acidity to it, but this is not a fully formed creature, fully formed xenomorph, I guess how we would know them from the movies. But this is the second freaky thing you've seen on this haunted house of a spaceship. What are you guys thinking? What do you want to do?
Well, one of the things that mechanically I think we need to do is lower our stress levels. We have a few people who have like 4+ stress, I want to say.
Yep.
Which means like your chances of making a panic roll are really high. And because you're having like +4, +5, I mean, Jabert's at +7. So, you know, Jabert's character is getting within that like crazy high bad panic roll situations.
I don't love that my character shares the same stress level as my real life self. That's not fun for me to play.
So there is a mechanic for relieving.
Don't we just take a rest?
Stress. Kinda.
Yeah. Basically, every 10 minutes, locked, secured room, no threats, you can reduce your stress level by 1.
Well, we need to get the air scrubbers back on before we start reducing stress levels, or else we're going to have a different kind of stress level. Mm. And when I say I mean you guys.
So Drew goes by himself to fix whatever that is, and Jabert...
That's what you were working on, Cham.
we're right next to the access chute, whatever.
Right.
To the air scrubber. So, I mean, yeah, I guess we could do that really quick and then go rest.
Okay.
I believe in Cham.
Yeah, Cham, get back in there.
Here I go. Woohoo.
Boop. Right. So inside the air scrubber shaft, I believe I described it a little bit, but it's a huge column that runs through the ship that works on electrolysis. Currently, you see what looks like giant columns in this chamber of kind of frozen stalactites that seem to be jamming up the fans They are melting now that the ship's power is back online, but it's definitely way out of whack. And you see a big caked up bit of grossness on the scrubber's filters. The areas where like the air, the oxygen is recycled and put through the, I guess, the HVAC system of the entire ship, the air quality system. So they either need to be cleaned, which will take the better part of an hour, or you need to find replacements for them.
Right, right.
Okay. Where would we find replacements? There's not a Home Depot on the ship, is there?
Well, there's probably a ship store of replacement parts somewhere.
Could be.
I mean, if you guys radio back, I will ask the survivors if they know.
That's a fair point.
Well, Cham, you're in there. What do you want to do here?
I think we lost Jabert.
Yeah, sorry, Jabert, you froze up for us.
Oh, phooey. I was gonna say, that would save us a lot of time getting this thing back in shipworthy, back pilotability, back online. So I bet that sounds like a good idea to me. Let's see what they have to say about it. Ask them if they got extra scrubbers on the ship somewhere.
Clayton, we got our guys trying to fix these scrubbers. And well, as we discussed, you guys have been out for a while here. They're either going to need to be thoroughly cleaned or if you just have a replacement somewhere. Is there any ship stores or any place to get a fast replacement so we can get this swapped out?
I think perhaps down in the vehicle bay, there might be additional air scrubbers that would be on, still in boxes, perhaps. But that might take a while. I think you should instruct your man to just get to work, put in the elbow grease to clean those things up.
Yeah, Cham, you heard it here first. It's going to be easier to clean it off than it is to get to where these replacements are. So you know, I'm just
easier for whom?
Listen, he warned me that you never know, there might be another one of those things out there between here and there, and I don't think you want to run into another one of those. So
I better get overtime for this.
We'll discuss all that when the job's done, okay?
The job's not getting done until I get some assurances.
Now's not the time for assurances. Manipulation check.
Stop manipulating everyone, Drew. No, why don't you first give me a perception check, Miles? A observation, I think, is what it's called in this game.
Okay, I was like, where's perception?
Okay. You see it's not just like ice and black grime. You see in the scrubbers near the filter here, what looks like ovoid egg-like protrusions kind of stuck to the side. They're small. They're about the size of a plum, perhaps. Several of them kind of knotted together, almost like a bunch of grapes, or look almost fungal in nature.
Cham, it sounds delicious. If you want to eat a little bit of that, you go right ahead.
We'll eat something, that's for sure.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. It makes me uncomfortable, though.
If you want to clean this thing off, you're going to have to, basically shovel these things out.
Okay.
Just make sure you bring some back with you, huh?
I actively squash them.
Oh, I tried my best.
Oh, I'm sorry. Couldn't quite get it. What do I roll for this? Heavy machinery or?
Yes. As you kick these alien life forms, you see all kinds of little black strings, almost like spores popping out, just gushing out. Oh, yeah, it's like little puffballs. Make me a heavy machinery check.
Yodoki.
Are we still all wearing our EV suits?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of dice here. We have a panic roll and a success. Let's get to that panic table that we've only used 500 times. Roll me a D6, Miles. Panic
roll.
There's like a panic button in your character sheet because you have to add. Okay, so it's 6 + 4, right? 10?
I think that includes it, right?
He didn't do the panic roll.
He just said roll a D6, right?
Yeah. You're frozen by stress or fear for a round, losing your next slow action. This is a longer bit here, but you are still successful. in cleaning these things. This is going to take some time, though. In the meantime, you get word, I think, in this next room, Drew Wilson sees the medic come back in to talk to you and Clayton, the other corporate agent here. Says he's like holding his head. He's like, oh boy, this headache's not going away. I need to see you and your crew before you take off your suits in the medical lab. Please.
Can you give me a heads up about what this might mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry if the captain didn't tell you, but we're facing airborne illness of some sort here on the ship, and well, you need to be inoculated.
But would an inoculation imply taking our suits off?
Well, yes, but once we get the medicine in you, you should be safe. We're not sure if it's necessarily airborne or it's communicable of somehow, but we pulled something off of these bugs, I think.
All right, well, let's get these air scrubbers back up and running, and we'll get everybody back together. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, it's going to take Cham a while, so it's up to you. I don't know if you guys might have to cycle in him, Cham, a suit before he's able to get his work done in there. His air might run out in the time it takes him to do the work.
Ah, well, that's...
Yeah, Rye can run him in a... Mm-hmm. Change out his tank or whatever while he's working.
Yes, are you guys interested in getting to the med bay, get this inoculation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they know what's going on with their pants better than I do. So,
did you say pants?
Yeah, that's where the health happens, right? The pants?
Yeah, it's health and it's just the pants.
Healthy pants, yeah.
Yeah, we all agree.
Do we?
I'd like to know more about the proposed inoculation and how it's supposed to help.
Do you want to go and talk to the doc?
Yeah.
Welcome to a new podcast, Doc Talk.
Yeah, Flynn the medic is tending to a few of the crew of the Cronus who seem to be suffering from the effects of being in hyperspace so long, giving them some drugs, some sedatives. He seems to be eschewing them himself and is complaining of a massive headache when you get into the med bay. He's like, oh, hello, thank you. Thank you for waking us up, but it is hard coming out of such a long sleep. We locked ourselves in when we realized that the ship was contaminated, but before we did, we developed a bit of a inoculation to, well, there was something perhaps that we pulled off of that planet we went and explored, but we took the sample and I was able to make an inoculation that has kept us safe. What would you like to know, Rebecca?
What was the nature of this substance that you made it from?
Oh yeah, they're calling it the 26 Draconis strain. It's this black liquid. Not sure exactly what it is, but we're worried that maybe it or one of the creatures that we have come across is perhaps carrying some kind of disease, but it has, well, just taking a quick look at it, it has a lot of medical potential. I was able to make this inoculation, I believe, much, much easier. It synthesized very quickly in our lab, and as I said, I was able to get it to just about everyone on the crew before we went into hypersleep.
Hold on. Strain both making people sick and is the basis of the inoculation?
We're not sure what has caused people to get sick and mutate, but the cure is in this needle. Hits it before he's about to stick you with it. I would not recommend taking off your spacesuit without getting this as soon as possible. We saw it ripped through our crew very quickly.
What were some of the symptoms?
Oh, I don't know. Did you see there was transformations, their bodies contorted. It's almost looked like they were going through some kind of evolutionary transformative process. We had to shut down the ship. Yes.
Honest question here. Let's get a little, let's get a little bit of honesty here. How many of your crew that went through this transformation also got this shot?
I don't believe anyone. I will have to take a quick tally of, but everyone that's come out of the hyperspace seems to be fine. I mean, as I said, it was a very sudden transformation when it happened.
The captain, my name is Captain
Tennille.
Captain Tennille.
Vanessa Miller. Vanessa Miller
is my name. And I will
I will
calm the crew's concerns by leading the way and getting this inoculation. I'll say, guys, I'm sure it's perfectly safe. I mean, perfectly safe. I don't know about that, but I'm sure it's safe enough. And I will put my money where my mouth is by rolling up the sleeve and getting the stick. Blast me with your medicine, Patrick.
Blasted you.
I got healed. See, guys, well, look at that. It didn't even hurt a little bit, and I got one little tear going down my cheek, but I brush it off. Like, it's not even a big deal.
If it could save us from the kind of long-legged mutations we saw of the person in the hallway, then it's probably a good idea to do the inoculation.
I agree. That seems like some bad stuff. I don't want to explain that to my kids, if I have kids.
Has everyone from the old crew that is still with us been inoculated at this point?
Yes, I believe so.
Weren't they all like super sick?
They're coming out of hypersleep from like 75 years, so they are way disoriented. Some of them are kind of, you know, you pass some of them like in the galley, like having coffee and eating and stuff. They just seem like super out of it, but there's a few here in the med bay that seem to be not catatonic, but like in a half sleep still.
Yes, the science team came up with this cure before we went in, and it seems to stop whatever it is in their bodies that was causing this transformation. So, as I said, I highly recommend all of your crew take it.
Is everyone else okay to take it?
I'm not so sure. I tell you guys a little something. I think Wilson kind of maybe radios his people directly into their suit comms so that maybe the other people can't hear. It's like these science ship docs, hey, they're known to be a little, and this is coming from me, you know, you can trust me, tend to be a little loosey-goosey with the rules out here.
A little light in the foot, if you know what I mean.
I wouldn't put it past them for whatever they're sticking these people with, that's what causes this to begin with.
My God,
I haven't seen anything directly, but I've heard reports from some different things, you know, up and down the company that maybe stuff is not always what it seems to be on ships like this. Maybe we want to protect ourselves. I mean, Miller, you already just went ahead and got it, and that was, well, to be quite frank, very very stupid. But
some would say courageous.
If I were you, I'd reject it.
All right. So we've got one vote for turning into horrible monsters. Who else has an idea?
I mean, I think Rye doesn't really want to do it, but also doesn't like the idea of, like, if the suit breaks or, you know, she runs out of stuff in a bad situation, all of a sudden getting infected. So... Yeah.
I want that.
I mean, in this next work shift of cleaning out the air scrubbers and, you know, getting the ship back in working order, you will need to leave your spacesuits. You'll be running out of oxygen.
Yeah, but there are more spacesuits here, right?
Are there, Tyler? Do you think could just go the entire time in a spacesuit?
Absolutely, I think you could.
You'd have to go probably into hypersleep again. It's going to take a good amount of time to get this ship back in working order.
Yeah, no, Rye will take the poke, I guess.
Jam, I know you're working in there, but do you think your character would be interested in this inoculation? Miles, sorry, you're Cham.
Yeah, Cham's going to get it.
Going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whenever you say Cham, I always like my ears prick up because I'm like assuming that you're saying Jamfrone.
I forget. Oh,
yeah.
Jam from.
I don't know where, because I'm not still in the shaft, am I?
You're having to work in there, yeah, so you'd have to do it afterwards, but.
Okay.
I think that leaves.
So I might not even live long enough to get this shot, so who cares?
That leaves Drew Wilson and Rebecca. Are you shotting it up? Shoddy Bobadi?
No, we're fine.
As much as I hate to align myself with Wilson, I think I'm going to hold off for now until I can learn some more about the research that went into this inoculation.
Okay.
And Leah, please call me John.
Riley pops down off the table from the shot and says, well, now that I'm inoculated, you know, there's a lot more repairs to be made on the ship. And with the, you know, crazy arm thing dead, I think I might go check out a few of the other places Mother mentioned, you know, see what I can't get up and running. Anybody want to come with?
Let's see. Wait, do you have a gun?
No, we don't need one.
Don't need one. Yeah, we already done with the
thing. I mean, you shot and killed the thing. There's not like,
right? Probably not two, right? That'd be crazy.
Well, the one off itself.
You've seen mutated crew member walking around the.
Well, there was that too.
The deck of the ship.
That was on a different level, and we don't know if they can use stairs and or ladders. You're fine.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can come with you for safety purposes. Nope. For safety purposes.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Great question. Can I access the list of repairs Mother was recommending for full starship operation?
Yeah, let me get back to that page. God, there's so much here. Let's see. The engines need to be brought back online. That will require likely spacewalks. So that will require air in your suits to go outside of the ship and clean up the reactor control room. And I guess to a lesser extent, the comm array is down as well. Also require a spacewalk and getting out on the hull of the ship to do some repairs out there. So there's other, you know, crew members that, you know, probably after a good night's sleep, the Kronos crew would be able to help you with that. But right now, not so much.
Yeah, I think right now, just we get the situation stabilized so that we can get some rest, and then we go from there. So,
okay. Well, the reactor core would be the easiest thing to work on then. I don't have to spacewalk to do that.
Yeah, certainly. All right. Let's see. How long of a walk is that going to be?
Well, let's see. We're on deck A, and the reactor core on this map is deck B. So I think all we have to do is pop over to one of the elevators, go through the living area and the science sector. And
I think access to the reactor core and the control room is actually down on C, which you've not been to yet. The cargo bay.
Oh, I see. It goes through.
Yeah, it's like a C. It's a column, but yeah, the entrance and the reactor control.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, well, that works for me.
Clayton, are any of your people feeling up to giving our crew a hand? You guys know this ship better than they do. You know, maybe we can all get back up and running, huh?
They're still all sleepy. They would just get in my way. More hands would make this worse.
The officer that you've been talking to, John, steps forward and is like, oh, I'm still feeling pretty tired, but I can show you the way down there.
Thank you, Johns. Appreciate that. We'll take you up on your offer there. And this is Johns as the Johns is the what's his role on this ship?
He was like first mate. He is now the de facto captain, as their captain did not make it.
Yeah.
So
cool. Yeah.
Let's see what's he got. And you do see he's like, you know, gotten back into his space suit. His, like, you know, not outside suit, but overalls. He's dressed up and he's got a pistol on his hip.
Good.
Okay, so does anybody else want to go with Captain Miller and Ray? Do you guys want to wait for Cham? Because it'll be a little while before.
No, we don't need to wait for Cham.
Yeah.
Can anybody give Cham a hand?
I'll just go F myself. It's all right.
Get to it, air scrubber monkey.
You're doing great, Cham.
That's why we call you Cham.
I'm tempted to betray my agenda.
Let's see here.
I feel like Davis is just going to get in the way. She's not very skilled with trying to do repairs. So.
Okay. Wilson feels, you're not going along.
Yeah, Wilson feels very, very similar. He wants to really keep an eye on all of these people coming out of hypersleep and figuring out what's
going on.
And really
Davis, on some level, wants to keep an eye on Wilson, so...
Just say you're in love. Ew, God.
All right, not I'm taking you... Eye. Taking you down the elevator here to the catwalks of Deck C. Both Miller and Ray, Jabert and Tyler. John's kind of steps forward and is like, it's this way. Follow me.
All right.
So you know, John's science vessel like this usually has a lot of fancy, you know, kind of fancy high-tech equipment. I think I saw in the logs this ship used to be kind of top of the line. What kind of cool gear you guys have on here?
Used to be. Wow. Yeah. I guess your frame of reference, we're kind of dinosaurs now, huh? But we set out heading to, I don't know if you still use the same designations, LV1113. And I didn't head down to the planet. I stayed with the ship, but the science team and a whole bunch of the crew explored, I mean, something that seemed to be ancient ruins worn away, the stone and the buildings nearly ground down by time, but they found these artifacts and what seemed to be biological material, something that they were looking for. So, but that's, yeah, people started getting sick. So we instituted a quarantine and that's when the science team came up with a plan to give us the cure, shut us down, put us into hypersleep, and hope for a rescue. But I don't know. Something must have gone wrong. Seems like the captain died and we were locked in. But
I made a lot of runs.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. No, you got your thing. You got your thing.
I made a lot of runs that have gone sideways, but sounds like you guys kind of take the prize for having something kind of go. Backwards on you. Hey, you said artifacts? Like alien, like what do you mean by artifacts? Like a cool pot?
No, he describes the thing that Sham was carrying around, like the big old urns.
Big urns.
Yeah, that you guys took from the med lab like immediately and we're rocking around the ship.
Yeah, leave it to a bunch of vile pourers to think that urns are cool.
Are urns not cool? I thought
not to Rye. Okay,
that's
Rye,
fair.
Rye was hoping for like a much cooler artifact than an urn, but
as we're walking, I've got a couple things I'd like to mention as well. While we're on the subject, I'm just 75 years is a long time for a ship to be misplaced. It's seems like Whale and Yutani might have written off this vessel a long time ago, and I'm sort of looking around at these two guys. I'm just thinking, look, our ship is toast. As far as Whale and Yutani knows, there's nobody out here. I'm just saying, if this ship like this could fetch quite a bit of cash, we could really make our payday here, guys. I'm just saying.
I don't know if I need that. If my stocks have been appreciating value for 75 years, I'm probably a billionaire by this point. How's Enron doing, by the way?
Oh boy. Yeah, all the stocks have been downgraded many, many times. And there were splits, but it was only for the Class A stocks.
Do people still like New Coke? I put a lot into New Coke.
You know, Patrick, I was going to make you call it Space Coke. Enron, but no, Enron right, is a perfect company that would exist in the Alien franchise.
If my stocks are worth nothing, at least my storage container of 1 million Beanie Babies is still worth millions. No, but I hear what you're saying. There's a lot of valuable equipment on this ship, but I don't know if the crew would be down for that. That would pretty much mean they can likely never go back to the Sol system, never head back home. Not that they have a lot to get back to there.
Also, Miller, you would have to like kill John Jay or whatever our annoying corporate friend is before he'd probably let you get away with that.
Annoying?
Not that I'm complaining about the idea, but
well, he might take some convincing. That's true. But I want you guys to stay. Keep your head on a swivel here, guys. This could go any number of ways. I'm just saying, we could walk out of this and never have to put up with Weyland Yutani's phony baloney. We don't swear on this podcast anymore.
As you guys are walking along the catwalk here, you see what looks like a body on the ground, twitching on the ground. Johns runs over and grabs this crew member. He's like, oh, please help. Oh, my goodness. He goes to wrap his hand around this female body that still seems to be alive. But as he pulls his hand away, it is slick with what looks like white goo. A milky white substance.
Oh my. That's that android juice. The juice that makes the androids happen.
Systems offline, systems damaged. This is Ava. What's happened here?
Rye will tentatively walk over and peek at the synthetic. Is ComTech like the main thing for synthetic diagnostics?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that is her game. Regrettably. Massive regrettably. Can I make a ComTech roll or try to see what is
yes
glitching this particular synthetic out? Two successes. Can I stunt?
Let's see if we can get her talking again.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking up my stunts. First, I got to find where my skills are. Oh, here they are. I was on the ComTech skill page. Ooh, it says one of the options is to get a +1 modification to a later skill roll related to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm imagining a skill roll that has to do with Ava 6. Or you get new or unexpected information at GM's choice.
Burn them. You must burn them. Burn them. As you're like reconnecting wires in the back of kind of Ava's brainstem / spinal column, they seem to regain a bit of sentience, a bit of their understanding. They're like, what? Where am I? What is happening? John says, you're okay, Ava. I didn't think you had made it. What's going on? Who are they?
I'm Rye. Yeah, Captain Miller behind me.
Captain Miller of the name of the ship. Insert name of the ship here.
Montero.
Montero. Yeah.
The late Montero.
Yeah, the former captain of the Montero. We stopped to render what aid we could to this vessel, and due to a technical malfunction, our vessel has been destroyed. Has been self destroyed. That's what it did. Really, really went boom boom. Yeah,
she looks over at Johns and is like, "Is the captain dead?" And he gives her a rundown of what has happened. Says, okay, then I need to speak with you, Captain Johns, privately.
Ava, you're pretty badly damaged. I mean, she can't move on her own power right now, right?
She is a little staggered, but he can like help her up.
Okay. What did all this damage to you?
The crew that succumbed to the infection, transformed and went feral. I was not able to stop all of them. You all, how are you feeling?
Well, great, apart from being here. You know, not what I was hoping for on this mission, but I mean, physically, we're fine.
Mother gave us a report that the reactor core needed some
TLC.
Some attention, so we were some TLC. So we were just headed down that way so that I could take a look at it. I believe, I mean, that seems like a secure enough place for us to, if you need to talk to your new captain.
Yeah, John says, we'll catch up with you if you want to head down that way.
Okay.
You guys want to head to the reactor relay control center?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Look, here it is.
I love reactor relay control centers.
You're there. You're there. Let's head back up to A-Deck and check in with everyone else.
Jabir, we did it. We're okay.
You made the right choice. You did it.
You survived. You survived 10 minutes of this game.
You survived 10 minutes of talking with an NPC. We did it. We're winners.
More like wieners. Ah. Yeah, Davis and Wilson, you're still in kind of the med bay with Flynn, who's suggesting that you take the inoculation or else you're going to have to either go into hypersleep yourself, or there's just not enough suits on the ship to change out and have enough to do the repairs and things that are needed.
Ask him if it has 5G.
Well, this ship doesn't have 5G. This is like a 3G at best. It's an old ship.
No, the vaccine.
Oh yeah, it gives you that good vibrating spinal column from the 7G.
Wilson pulls Clayton aside and just says, "Hey, did you get this shot?"
"Yes, it was given to everyone here per our science team's request."
"You got any documentation, anything about what they might have been working on, why they came to this conclusion?"
"Perhaps we can meet in private. I can take you back to my executive suite. Can fill you in a little bit more of what is happening here. Do you have a weapon or something we can make sure we can get there safely?"
Did Leah have a gun?
"I have a gun."
"Hey, Leah, please. Clayton needs an escort to somewhere on the ship. Would you mind passing me that sidearm?"
"Not a chance."
"Get stuffed.
If you need an escort, I'll be glad to go with you."
"Just, I don't want to put you at risk. You know, you're safer here than anywhere else on the ship. I'm putting myself at risk right now to go on this little side quest, this little excursion."
Why don't you just stay here in your comfy little spot where you've been this whole time, and I will go and be the brave big girl who escorts our good friend through the ship.
The BBG, yeah.
The BBG.
Yeah.
"Well, you see, the thing is, there's the system that needs access, and it needs two corporate cards to get into, so I'm just going to try to..."
"Okay, why don't you just give me your card and we're golden?" "Because
it doesn't work without my access code. You're smarter than this. Come on."
"Well, why don't you just give me your access code?"
"You're smarter than this."
It's just so simple. It's that easy.
"I mean, what are you going to do with it? We're stuck here in the middle of space."
"Just give me the gun."
"No, I already told you. No."
"Bad boy."
"Fine. If you want to escort us, that's fine. But when we get there, you will wait outside. Understood?"
"Hey, let's see if we make it there."
"Yeah."
And now Patrick's walked away. It's kind of fun being a complete asshole.
Is it?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I'm supposed to be like a little bit of an asshole now. I've got a new selfish motive on my little card.
But now I'm
surrounded by a bunch of goody two shoes. Apparently, now everyone's like, "Oh, I wouldn't steal a ship, dude."
"I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I just said you might have to kill Johns before," or whatever. "Wilson,
I don't know if we should. Let me check my Bible."
Got him.
I'm sorry, what did you guys decide? Who's going with Clayton?
I am escorting both of them to wherever they're going.
But she has to wait outside.
Well, and my response to that was, "Let's just see if we get there. We'll figure out who's staying where once we get to our destination."
Cham, do you want to go with them? We can free you from the air scrubber shaft if you'd like, Miles.
I don't know. Did he do a good job? Did he do a good job? Yeah, I'll tell you if he gets freed from the air scrubber shaft.
How them scrubbies?
Well, you freaked out a little bit because you almost electrocuted yourself with that panic roll. But yeah. After a good while, it chugs to life, and like you see ice shafts like breaking apart. You have to like run out of the air scrubber shaft. But it'll start to the electrolysis process to make oxygen, to make air again for the ship. But probably could still use a good few hours to clean itself through this process. All kinds of gunk and goop in there. It's goopy. Miles, do you want to head down with them? Do you want to, or you could go with the other crew?
I think that Chan would probably want to get the shot first.
Yep. Flynn can do that for you. You see him, he's lying down when you come into the medical bay, but it's a fairly easy process to give you the cure.
Wilson would probably say, assuming he saw Cham there, it's like, hey, great job, Cham. Take a break. You've earned it, you know, 20, 25 minutes, and then, you know, back on your feet. Let's go.
Cham just completely ignores Wilson.
That's not going to go well on your record, but, you know.
I'm very curious what Drew thinks his character's job is.
No, it was my whole thing is I'm going to report back to the company on the status of the ship and crew. That was my whole thing at the beginning of the game.
Okay, moving you guys over to the other part of the ship.
Sorry, where are we going? What is our
deck
actual destination?
B and the corporate suite. So that is the same deck as the bridge where you've already picked through the armory and things. And yeah, as you get up out of the elevator here, I believe one of these crew members, he's all walking around, all long-armed and freaky, just turns around and kind of does a scream at you. Just, rah, rah, rah. We're going to jump into the initiative turn order here. Shoop. This guy.
The sneak.
Yes, you snuck by him before, but not this time.
Are you showing this an image of this thing to us somewhere?
No, I'm putting him on the map here in the B deck. Just in this long living hallway corridor.
Oh, since I was like kind of just working by myself, do I get to lose any of my panic?
No, it requires not to be under duress.
Okay.
But Rebecca and Drew weren't doing anything for a while, so you guys can get rid of yours.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, sorry, Miles. You're freaked out.
So my stress level is now zero? Wait.
Yeah.
What's the
rate? No.
I would say at least 20 minutes have passed where you weren't doing anything. So
how many do I lose?
Stress? Two.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. Feel like this good. Is a pleasure cruise. I'm just having a great time.
Let me see if I have just straight art of this thing. Don't think that I do, that I can show you. Did you guys see Prometheus?
Unfortunately.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it is.
It's a bad aliens movie. It's
just bad.
Yeah. It's a long-armed, freaky-looking mutant guy. Freaky-looking mutant man. And indeed, you can identify this as probably the one that you snuck by earlier. All right, let us roll into the initiative turn order here. Shoop. And I believe that is on your character sheet, but click on your character and you can hit the initiative button as well.
Have fun.
Do I have one for Clayton? I have no clue where. Oh, wait, token and it? Is that it? No, that's not it.
Am I in comms range? Can I make a command actions?
Probably.
Okay. Do you mind if I roll into that initiative?
Sure.
Whee.
There it is. Initiative dice. Okay, cool. I have rolled in Clayton.
Right. I got to do mine.
Please do.
There it is. Initiative dice.
Okay, cool. All right. Wilson, Drew, you're first. You see this thing at the end of the hallway here, and it is looking right at you.
Can I do an observation check to see if I can figure anything else about it? Wow, that's a Starfinder way to go about this game, isn't it? Like, I think we should run. Yes? Running?
You have a swift action, a short action, and a long action, basically. Fast and slow is, I think, how they're described. And it's up to you if you run, you know, the way you came is back to the elevator, and it would take a little bit for it to those doors to close and get everybody in there. So
fast action. Enemy's not at engaged range, right?
Not engaged. No, they're like one area away from you.
Then Wilson's going to run and frantically hit that button.
Get back in the elevator.
We have one gun. What are we gonna do?
Oh, I was trying to look up.
Well, Cam has a weapon as well. It's not a gun, but right?
We all saw how Cham did with that last one. Do we want him to face an even bigger, crazier one?
I mean, we all saw how he did with that last one.
I heard how he did with that last one.
That's fair. Yeah.
Clayton has a pistol as well, it looks like.
I think he actually did okay with it. It was just that like he got like parried or whatever.
Okay. That is going to take us to the creature's turn. Is going to run forward here. Let's see who he's going to attack. Gonna move right up to past Cham and Clayton to Leah Davis.
What? Why?
I don't know. Just kind of runs in the middle of you, and it seems to be wildly kind of flailing its arms in the midst of you as it lets out a bestial roar. Let's see here. Okay, I gotta roll another d6. A lot of d6 in this game. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, well, I rolled the worst one. It moves and kind of like leaps over Cham. And as it gets to the ground, it kind of stands up over Davis and grasps her head in its two giant hands and begins to squeeze.
The attack is called
Head Crush. It is seven dice on the attack.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Is Leah about to die immediately?
Too many Christmas.
So let me make this attack roll.
Let Leah's final thoughts be, man, John was right.
Okay, and that is one success here. So you have the chance to spend your swift action to do the mobility defense, I believe.
Okay, where is that?
Tyler,
did I just do mobility?
It is mobility, right, for defense. Is that correct?
Well, I think mobility is trying to dodge something. I think trying to block attacks is close combat. It's just block.
Okay.
But I'm not, unless the specific head crush has a different rule to it.
No, I think you're right. Close combat for
break
blocking.
A grapple is close combat.
Blocking that is what we're, you're trying to not get your head crushed.
Yeah, it's close combat.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's you just have good. To match his successes. Anyway, I had one.
Just one. Yeah.
Well, I have zero to close combat, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh my God, you're just rolling your stress. Oh no.
No.
All right. Well, that is a panic, but you can.
Can I push it?
Push.
Or am I allowed to do that?
Yes, you can push once here.
You can push it while it's pushing on the sides of your skull.
Go ahead first, though, and roll the panic roll with the 3 before you go up to 4, I believe.
With the 3. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That 6. Is, yeah, just a 6, so no effect. Keeping it together, barely.
Ooh, okay.
What? Yeah, go ahead and reroll.
That's good.
Yeah, 2 successes there.
Yeah, do I get to do something with that?
I think you can close combat stun. But
counterattack base damage?
I don't think you can on a block. I think this is just for blocking, yeah. But yeah, it fails to do so. You're able to like push it the arms away at the last minute. But yeah, you can feel a great amount of pressure. This thing could have killed you outright if you'd not blocked it. That is its turn. And we're on to Captain Miller.
Right.
You hear this battle going down over comms.
All right. I'm gonna try to command to give him a boost. Give him the most help I can provide right now.
Yeah. What are you saying over comms?
I'm gonna say like, don't be a hero. Just get out of there. And so rolls that will attempt to do that will get some bonuses, I think. Let's see. How many bonuses do I add? Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a very bad roll. Oh, no.
Yikes.
You're okay. About to have a bad time.
Yeah, I'm going to have a real bad time. But you get a +1. You get +1 to get away. So there's that. Let's see. So then So my stress is 7. Let's see, what's the stress roll? How do you stress roll?
There's a it's panic roll. It's
panic roll. That's the one.
Yeah, sorry.
Next to initiatives.
Oh no, that's a big. That's a big number.
You must use your next action to seek cover and move away from danger and find a safe spot if possible.
Well, good for me.
On the second, on the other level. I'm seeing here under panic roll is if you roll one or more panic dice on your stress dice in a skill roll, you can't push the skill roll. Instead, roll for panic.
Okay. Okay. So you can't push if you get two. Okay. Got it.
All right. No, if you roll one or more, so we shouldn't have allowed Rebecca to roll.
You can't. Wow, you can't push on a panic.
That's pretty brutal, but
that is.
Well, I did not read that.
We'll know from here on out. Yeah. Okay, bonuses to running away, Leah. We're on to you, Rebecca.
All right, can I raise my gun and shoot it in the chest since it's right in front of me?
Single attack, yeah.
Yeah, can I aim it first?
That is a short action, yes, that you can take.
Okay, so plus two on this.
Does she lose her short action from blocking?
Ooh, yes, sorry, yeah.
Oh, do I?
Yes, we will keep that rule intact because you should have gotten your head burst open. Go ahead and just make that attack.
Okay.
All right, two successes here, so you can stunt on one of them. And I am going to roll... I don't have defense. I have armor for the creature, so I'm going to roll that.
I'll just do plus one damage on that, I guess.
Yeah, it makes a good amount of sense. Okay, it's not this guy. Boom. Armor rating 3, so I'm going to roll 3d6. Mm-hmm. No successes, so the base damage is 2, so you do 3 damage. You just light them up. The bullets just seem to go... Poof, right through him, but does seem to take a good amount of damage. Black goo coming out of the back of this old space suit. That will take us to next in the turn order is Clayton, who is going to move back to the elevator and take a shot, I suppose. Why don't they open up the character sheet from here? I think dropped him out of the turn order. Oh, there it is. Open character sheet. Range combat. Okay. Making a range combat attack. Boom. Clayton getting a shot off. And so stupid. I need to look at how much damage this does for a pistol. 1 damage. Okay. So another shot rings out from down the hallway, winging this thing in its kind of bulbous head. Lyran Cham, you're next, Miles.
All right. I guess I'm going to use my little torch guy and attack it.
Okay.
It's right next to me, right?
Yep. Close combat attack.
All right. Would that be close combat or heavy machinery?
I believe close combat if you're using it for that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, the good news is there is a success there, and it does not get to roll defense against a fire attack. It just kind of lights up half of its body. It is still up here. But the bad news is you've rolled 3 ones on the stress dice, so make me another panic roll.
Okie dokie. Panic roll.
Okay. Well, you've rolled minimum here. You've rolled a 1, so you're good. And it'll take us back to the top of the order. Wilson, Drew.
Oh, so nobody's panicking, right? We're good?
Not yet.
not near you.
On this floor.
I mean, I can give orders to a character who can hear me to... I stop panic. There's a panicking character. So I can literally roll a command skill to try to get you to stop panicking, which maybe I should do.
Yeah. I guess I don't have too much more to add other than maybe run away. I don't know.
Yeah, or I could give orders and I can yell at Leah and Cham to get back here. Although I guess I can only order one of them based on how I'm reading this.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, but I would definitely want the one with the ranged weapon to come to me. So
Leah?
Yeah, although this is a command check, which I don't have a ton of in. So we're going to we'll roll command.
Okay, success on that action. We're on to
can I do my character moment?
Yeah, well,
this
yeah,
is my Paul Reiser impression. Leah, come on, get back here. You know, we're making our escape. We're making our exit. You're on this side. That thing almost crushed your head wide open. Get back here, please.
1, 2, 3. It's gonna attack Leah. Gonna attack Davids again. 4, 5, 6. It's moving on to Cham, who hurt it with fire. Be-be-boo. Cham's getting attacked.
I'm sorry, Miles.
With a 1 on its attack rolls. Yeah, this is its non-attack thing. It lets out an abomination scream, an abominable scream. I need everyone here to make a panic roll. Everyone, including you, Drew. Okay. Leah is trembling, -2 to agility stuff. Lyran is... Oh, dropped your item in the confusion? Dropped the weapon you're holding?
Oh, no!
And Drew's cool as a cucumber as we go on to Miller. Do you have an... I think you're hiding, right?
Yeah, I'm hiding. Yeah.
All right, we'll move straight to Leah, Rebecca.
All right, can I run toward Wilson as he asked me to and asked me to and shoot?
Yep.
Okay.
Shoot back down the hallway. Okay, that's going to be another success. Let's see here. And you do base damage 2, right? So, okay, yep. He's not looking too good here as we go to your turn.
I guess I can pick up my thing.
I think as a short action you can, yeah.
And then I'm going to hit it again.
Let's see. Reloading is a slow action. Oh, actually, no. Picking up an item is a fast action. Yes. Go ahead and make that attack.
Okie dokie.
Okay. 2 successes. You burn this thing down to the ground, but I need to make me another panic check.
Okie dokie.
You drop it. Oh, no.
You're fumbling all over the place here.
Mr. Bean.
I'm pretty sure the success still goes through here. You're on the ground, like burning it up. Indeed, it begins writhing on the ground. Clayton like puts his hand out to stop the elevator as he sees this thing's burning up and says, well done.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, wait.
Your stress goes up by 1 as well.
We all start laughing and then look at the camera and then we freeze frame.
It's the time you said goes up by 1?
Your stress goes up by 1, yeah.
All right.
For what?
For dropping the item.
Does it say that?
Yeah, it says your stress goes up.
Oh, yeah. Jeez Louise.
By 1.
Oh, yeah. There's some of these that get a little freaky. Well, you guys are in a Leah and Lyram can rest as John or Wilson goes into the corporate suite with Clayton.
Can I stop Cham's panic with a command roll before doing so?
No, I don't think before it happens, but
I just mean before we move on to the next bit, not before it happens. I just mean like, can we calm him down before we...
No.
His panic is that he dropped an item, so it's kind of like over. It's not like some of the other things, which are...
It's a little confusing because panic experience is like an immediate thing that happens, but it can be like ongoing over several turns.
Got it.
Yeah, it depends on the severity.
But I mean, I've got 6 of them now, so...
Yeah, hopefully you'll wrist up.
Yeah, so let me open up the corporate suite here. Okay, yeah, it is the both wardroom and quarters for what looks like a fairly luxurious part of the ship. But indeed, you do see the bed here soaked with blood, couch cushion and stuffing is kind of torn out. A lot of the furniture in the room is destroyed. And Clayton seems kind of non-bothered by this and moves over to the wet bar and is like and says, "Shame you're not coming out of your suit there. I'd offer you a drink." There's a few bottles that are still intact, so she begins to pour herself something hard.
Well, considering how it looks like the last date you brought over here went, I lost what I was going to say there. But it started great, just didn't land the plane.
Yeah, I mean, this entire deck was kind of destroyed. I imagine as it was those creatures, you see what looks like foodstuffs, like a small chilling unit has been like rummage through, and there's like rotten things all on the ground in front of it. And someone's been making what looks like dozens and dozens of origami animals out of metallic flash paper and setting them up around the room. This mission has gone quite to hell in a handbasket, but I'm glad to have someone from corporate here who will be able to help me achieve our goals.
Well, I'm happy to serve.
She gives you a little toast before she drinks hers. But yes, I must insist, and she'll take a needle out of her pocket, that if you are to trust me, you'll have to trust that what I have to tell you is top secret. And you're going to have to get out of your spacesuit in order to do so.
Forgive me, I just... It's been a long time, and there's been some developments since you went into hypersleep, and forgive my reticence, if you will. Do you have any more of an assurance? Forgive me, it is a little tough to trust someone who's been in hypersleep for, 80 some odd years in a ship that's in this state, considering everything else we know.
Well, what I have to tell you is top secret. And unfortunately, we can't have your comms anywhere near what I have to say, for I don't know if any other of your crew perhaps are compromised. And to be quite honest, I don't know if I can trust you yet. So, like I said, if you would like to be in on my mission, perhaps in on some of the profits that this mission is going to bring for Weyland-Yutani, you'll have to trust me.
Well,
and have a drink.
There are multiple backs that need to be scratched here, and Wilson reaches up, taps or pulls or whatever to remove his helmet, ready for it.
Okay. She'll allow you to inoculate yourself. The science team did a good job, I believe, in cooking this up. I have a great deal of confidence in them, but as I said, leave your comm unit over there and join me in the next room, and I'll bring you a drink, and we can discuss in secret what I have to tell you. Boop. Can you see in the next room? No. She'll type in a code into the door here, and what looks like a walk-in closet kind of opens up.
Right here?
Yeah. Do you want to head in there?
Boop, boop, boop. I'm ready for secrets.
As you look around in here, it is indeed a walk-in closet, but what appears to be a door in the back, you see, leads into a secret EEV. Looks like it requires some access codes. But it is a full escape pod with three cryopods in it that seems to be attached to the outside of the ship.
Oh, you know, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Clayton comes over and goes boop, 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 and types the code back into the door here, and it slams shut on you. Yep. Sorry about this, Mr. Wilson. I will unlock this door once I am assured that, well, that you're safe and that you can be trusted, but that will take some time. I will first go and deal with the rest of your crew and vet them before I'm able to get to you. There's some reading material in there, if you'd like, but I just need to take you out of action for a little while.
What? I mean, come on! We're scratching backs here. Come on. Let's go.
Yes. My back will be scratched once I know that you can be trusted. And well, if you survive the night, I will be very happy to have you on board my team. She shuts and locks the corporate suite door. And you got two locked doors between you and your freedom here. Not very long after Clayton comes back to your Chairman Davis and says, we can head back down. Mr. Wilson has some paperwork that he needs to follow before he's able to rejoin us.
Brutal.
Leah is obviously very suspicious, but is also fine with being rid of Wilson. So.
Sounds good.
Oh, Drew, how the roosters come home to roost.
Nah, this is exactly what I wanted for this character. This is perfect.
Technically, you're as safe as anyone can be on this ship right now.
Except I also just got the shot in a three.
Oh, yeah.
In a three tube escape pod, meaning I might be test subject number one, depending on what this happens, to just go into that and become something for the company.
Also, you know, if someone figures out where you are and that you're on an escape pod, we're launching that sucker.
Yeah. There he goes.
Cham and I guess you watch as Wilson puts their key card in and they lock up their quarters like in their breast pocket. And Clayton, the Kronos's corporate agent, and asks if you're willing to escort them down and perhaps take a little rest.
A rest sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. Back down below on C deck, I think Johns will come to you guys working in the reactor relay room and comes over to you, Captain Miller, and is like, I think we have a problem. Ava just told me something that I'm fairly comfortable in sharing with you all. This mission might be a little bit more difficult than I thought. I need to get these engines back online, and I don't know. Ava said that there was a problem with the inoculations. They have done some analyses, and it seems that indeed some members of the crew that were inoculated turned after we went into hypersleep. So at the very least, it is not 100% effective.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. All right. Well, yeah, I do appreciate you letting us know.
Hey, this mission wouldn't be anything else if it just, you know, didn't get worse.
No.
At the same time, I think the only one still in their suit is Leah Davis, who your oxygen begins to be getting low. What would you like to do about that, Rebecca?
Are there any more tanks anywhere?
I think you would have to go back up to the front of B deck where you found the armory. You're pretty sure they have something marked as EVA suits there. So if you want to go investigate that, you can.
You can also take whatever's left of my tank in the middle of that room because I apparently won't need it.
Well, it's locked in there.
Wait. No. Can he still use his comms or?
Oh, no, they were left in the suit.
Because the comms were the first thing to go because I needed to. Everything needed to be, you know.
Drew doesn't super need to play the rest secret. Of this game.
If I become a monster, can I roll to attack my friends?
Yeah, so spoiler warning, everyone. There are rules for turning into an abomination.
Yes.
And we will we'll look at them. Oh boy, pretty darn close pretty soon. Let me just first look at, if you head back up to the EVA storage room, there are a number of suits here that are still functional from the Kronos. Are you switching out? It doesn't look like they're compatible with your suit, so.
So I'd have to change my suit entirely into one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Are they clean?
Ripley did that, you know. That was a Ripley thing.
They seem pretty clean.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. I mean, they have oxygen in them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It will take you like a full minute or so to get out of one suit into the other. Do you think you can hold your breath that long?
Yes.
I can do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, do you guys want to keep playing? Do you want to call it there for right now?
I feel like it is 11:15 p.m., so.
I feel like we got a good deal through part two. And everyone except Rebecca, I get to do some secret roles before next week. And
good job, Rebecca.
Both rest up and see what happens there.
I didn't want to take it either, but I also didn't want to fight it.
I was like, oh.
All right. Yeah. We're just going to pause there on the recording. We'll
get
back up.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
There's so many. Again. Crazy so moving parts to this. I have no idea how to run this.
More and more fun so every good. Time we play. It's been
I love
very,
it.
Very good. All right, I guess.
How much more do we have?
Well, this is the middle of Act 2, and there is 3 acts, but the third act we could probably get to next week. So at the very least, we'll play next week, and I might have a quick wrap up if you guys. I want to get to Starfinder, but I don't. You know, it takes time to.
Starfinder bad
morph into a mutant, so
I would really like to finish this.
Do we want to do a bye-bye before I click stop on the recording?
Okay. No, we don't have to.